Lake Charles.
During the war, the makers of Camel cigarettes sent a total of more than 150 million free Camels to our fighting men overseas. Now free Camels are sent to servicemen's hospitals instead. This week, the Camels go to Veterans Hospital, Atlanta, Georgia, U.S. Army Valley Forge General Hospital, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, U.S. Naval Hospital, Newport, Rhode Island, U.S. Marine Hospital, Staten Island, New York, and Veterans Hospital, San Fernando, California.
Camel broadcasts go out through the United States three times a week, a rebroadcast to practically every area in the world where our men are still stationed, and to our good neighbors in Central and South America.
In this ultra-modern, fast-paced atomic age, it's nice to have the nostalgic music of big band swings.
Good health to all from Rexall.
You've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. Yes, folks, this is the Jimmy Durante Half Hour of Charm. With 42 violins, 23 woodwinds, and featuring Morris and his magic kazoo. Don't laugh, folks. We couldn't afford Evelyn.
Hollywood, it's the new Jimmy Durante Show with Arthur Treacher, Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, our Rexall sportscaster Tommy Harmon, yours truly Howard Petrie, and as our special guest tonight, Eddie Cantor. Brought to you by 10,000 Rexall drugstores, who carry the complete line of top quality Rexall drug products. And here he is in person, the star of our show, the one and only Arthur Treacher.
Even when things are adverse, you'll feel superb, even your appearance will improve. Oh!
Wait a minute. What was that? It sounded like the mating call of a wounded anchovy. Mr. Treacher, you're quite satisfied with yourself, aren't you?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I thought it was jolly good, old boy. Don't you think it advisable for me to open the show every week?
Mr. Treacher, I warn you, I have influential friends in the immigration department. I could have you deported to San Badoo. Fate whispered to Hatchapi.
Why, Durante is as good as he ever was.
And still the darling of the corset crowd. Why, you should have seen me last night at that welcome home party, attended in my honor by the social leaders of Beverly Hills. Let me tell you about it.
Tell, Jim.
I never in my lifetime was so delighted. Honest, I'm as happy as a clown. It happened at a musicale where I was invited in the swankiest home in this town. I knew the joint was swanky. There was a doily under every cuspidor. What a party. I rubbed elbows with Iturbe. I rubbed elbows with Shostakovich. I rubbed elbows with Rubinstein. I had to rub elbows with them. They wouldn't shake hands with me. After dinner, Iturbe sat down and played his latest concerto. Then Shostakovich obliged with his latest etude. And then Rubinstein thrilled the crowd with a Sinatra he composed. After the applause subsided, all eyes turned upon me. And why not? I was sleeping. Ignoring the hostile stares of the hoi polloi, I walked to the piano, took my music out of my back pocket, which was wrapped around a salami sandwich. Then I sat down at the Steinway for the first time to present my symphony, my melody, and this is how it went. Chitty be, chitty be, chitty be, chitty be, chitty be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chitty be, chitty be, chitty be, chitty be, chitty be. Yeah, yeah. Someday the world will recognize this lovely thing. I know the day will come when Frank and Bing will sing. Chitty be, chitty be, chitty be, chitty be, chitty be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why, when I first sat down at the piano, the people cheered. In the middle of my concert, the people howled. And when I finished playing, a little old lady jumped up on the piano and bit me. And to add to my humiliation, somebody stole my salami sandwich. Believe me, folks, history will be made when I introduce my symphony at the Hollywood Bowl. I can just hear that string section. I can just hear that brass section. I can just hear the saxophones and oboes. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Another outburst like that and your drums go back to Sears and Roebuck. Folks, visualize a symphony orchestra behind me. An audience of 90,000 in front of me. A spotlight hitting me, and Durante singing, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Suppose your girl refuses you a goodnight kiss. There's just one thing to do you'll never miss with this. Chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee. And she'll go, yeah, 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 yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The management of Ciro's is proud to present the star of our show, Miss Peggy Lee.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. But before I start, I have a special treat for you this evening. We have with us those two sophisticated singers of songs, Jimmy Durante and Victor Moore.
Come on, Victor, I got a number that'll murder the people. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start a review for you.
For you.
That's my glee club. But we'll not start a review off with the customary hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello, Aura. Hello, Bob. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Wait
hello.
A minute. Wait a minute. There's a guy going in business for himself. So to be different, we'll not start our act off with the customary hello. 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 We'll say hello. Hello. How are you?
And how do you do?
Long time no see. Hello.
Hello,
how are you? We're glad to see you.
I hope you're glad to see me.
We're happy we're here. Hello, George. Hiya, Jack.
We haven't been away, but we're glad to be back.
Hello,
how are you? And how do you do? Long time no see. Hello, how are you? And how do you do?
Gee, that Rockefeller was lucky to get that girl.
Why was he lucky? He was one of the wealthiest bachelors in the world.
Yes, but don't forget, she had an apartment.
Hello, how are you? And how do you do?
Just a second. Hold on there.
Uh-oh, here comes the boss.
Well, if he can sing bass, we'll put him in the act.
Ciro's hired you, Miss Lee. Please ask these two lowbrow entertainers to leave immediately and by the back door.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, fellas.
Don't be sorry, Peggy. We planned it this way.
You planned it this way?
Sure. How else could we get out without paying the check? Goodbye. So long now. We'll be seeing you. We're on our way
without paying.
We're on our way. Let me tell you about it. Folks, I'm gonna tell you about my gal that I lost. Folks, I'm gonna find her and no matter the cost. At times I think this little girl is out of this world, which makes my search for her a little inconvenient. But I'll tell you just what I'm gonna do. A description of her I'll give to you. She's a little bit this and a little bit that and a little bit thin and a little bit fat. So send my baby back to me. She's a little bit blonde, a little brunette, a little bit rich, a little bit in debt. And that describes her to a T. What a gal. She's got a little nose that turns up. My nose turns down. And every time we kiss, we lock bumpers. She's a little bit this, a little bit that, and a little bit high and a little bit fat. So bring my baby back to me. You know, the other day I threw a big party to announce our engagement. The big event of the party was the game I introduced, a scavenger hunt. Everybody had to go out and bring back the strangest, most broken down thing he could find. And it's the last time I'll ever play that game. They brought me back 3 times before they found out I was the host. It's a good thing my girl identified me. I'm so devoted to her. I like her too. I love her limpid blonde eyes and the one that is blue. Yes, she's a little bit strong, a little bit frail. I've given you every little detail, so bring back my baby to me.
The Rexall original one-cent sale will start next Wednesday, so don't you fail to shop in this nationwide Rexall spree and take the advice of our Peggy Lee.
To Rexall's original one-cent sale, better bring a basket, better bring a pail. You find two of everything comes in handy and only costs a penny more, doesn't it, Candy?
Two for the price of one plus a penny more. And man, that's value, and furthermore, there's a super, a duper, a double feature. It's a prize contest. Tell them, preacher.
To top the occasion and add more zest, there's a $14,000 prize contest. Just finish a simple sentence and sign your names. That's all. Cheerio. Take it, James.
At Rexall's original one-cent sale, you save your money on a stupendous scale. It helps put inflation back on the skids. At Rexall's original, take it, kids.
Rexall's original one-cent sale. Ask your Rexall druggist for more detail. And don't forget to fill out your contest blanks. Good shopping and for listening. Thanks.
Good health to all from Rexall.
And now for my second number, I'll sing. Dance, ballerina, dance. I finally got the ballerina to dance and a bubble busted. Ushers, kindly remove that little old lady with the bean shooter.
Please, excuse me, please. My name is Steinway. I came to scratch my name off the piano.
Eddie Cantor.
Jimmy, you know it's awfully nice to visit with you.
Yes, Eddie, it sure is good to see you again. If you was a girl, I'd kiss you.
If I was a girl, Jessler would have married me long ago. Jimmy, you and I have been together a long, long time, and I sure am proud of you. You're keeping right up to date on the fashions.
What do you mean?
You're the only man I know who's wearing the new ankle-length nose.
It used to be only knee-length, but I let out the hem.
Let it out a little too much.
Already, you being here reminds me of old times, believe
me. Yes, Jimmy, we do go back a long time, don't we? Makes me think of the act I did with Gus Edwards years ago. I worked with a swell bunch of kids then. Walter Winchell, Irving Berlin, Harry Richmond, Georgie Price, and Al Jolson. And to think I made good. You know, Jimmy, I often wonder.
What?
Whatever became of those other kids?
Swallowed up by a cruel world. Ah, Eddie, it sure would be fun to relive those good old days when we were trying to get started in Coney Island.
Yeah.
Remember the Frankfurters at Feltman's and the good times we had at Perry's College Inn?
Yes, and remember when we were playing at Steuben's and after the show I took that little blonde girl out and we held hands in the park?
It was wonderful.
Then I put my arm around her?
Marvelous.
Then I kissed her for 3 hours?
Yeah, I remember. Wait a minute. What am I laughing at? That was my girl.
Coney Island, those were the days, Jimmy. I was a singing waiter at Kerry Walters, and you were...
Yes?
The guy with the big nose. James, I said to you, James, let's quit Coney Island. Let's shoot for the moon. Let's go up and see the great Ziegfeld.
Fine. Maybe he'll give us a break.
That's right.
Thank you.
you do, Mr. Ziegfeld? We're Cantor and Durante. I don't know you, and you don't know me.
Why did you have to go and spoil it?
Please give us a chance, Mr. Ziegfeld. All we want is a straight 52-week contract at $5,000 a week with special material, tailored costumes, no matinees, meals sent in, star dressing rooms on the ground floor.
I'll give you $10 a week and you dress in the alley.
We better take it. He's meeting us halfway. Please, Mr. Ziegfeld, we'll give you an idea of our act right now. Get over to the piano, Jimmy.
Let's go.
And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, he would kiss her now and then. She would tell him when.
He'd fool around, and then they'd kiss again.
And then he'd row, row, row. A little farther he would row, oh, 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 oh. Then he'd drop both his oars,
take a few more on course,
and then he'd row, row, row.
What do you think, Mr. Ziegfeld?
Well, I thought you were wonderful, Mr. Cantor. But being the showman I am, there's one thing I'd like to suggest.
And what's that?
Get rid of the guy with the big nose.
My nose isn't big. I just happen to have a very small head. That was many years ago. And Eddie, I'll never forget when Ziegfeld said, get rid of the guy with the big nose, and how you stuck up for me.
Yes, but Jimmy, while I was talking to Ziegfeld about you, why did you run out on me?
Eddie, I knew we went as far as we could go together, and I figured Ziggy wanted you, not me. And believe me, what a thrill I got when I saw you in the Follies of 1917. I'll never forget what a sensation you were when you came out in blackface and white gloves and sang. What was the name of that song, Eddie?
Oh, I know.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Boy, what a hit you were that night. And little did you think that one day Warner Brothers would make your life story.
Yeah, they're working on it right now.
Too bad they didn't make it sooner, or they could have called it Life with Father.
Oh, that's no good, Jimmy. When you've been a father as long as I have, no life.
You had plenty of life when you appeared in the Follies of 1919. What was that big song hit you had then?
Oh, the boys were coming home from the war, and I sang, how you gonna keep them down on the farm?
Sing it anymore.
After they seen Harry.
What a song.
How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, jazzing around, painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery.
You said it, Eddie.
Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh la la. How you gonna keep him down on the farm after they've seen Harry?
Ah, Eddie. That was a great number, Eddie. And you know something? As I sat in the balcony the night you opened in that show, I'm not ashamed to tell you I cried like a baby.
Did you, Jimmy?
Yes. There you were on that stage singing, and there I was, sitting in the balcony with so much talent.
Ah, Jimmy. But you couldn't hide that talent for long, because I remember shortly after you opened at the Club Durante with an act that took the town by storm. Clayton, Jackson, and Durante. You know, Jimmy, I came down with a big party that night, and as I walked into the club, there you were on the piano singing.
I know darn well I can do without Broadway, but can Broadway do without me? Herald Square, Times Square, Columbus Circle, 96. What happened? I must have passed my station. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy, what an act that was. You must have made a fortune at the Club Durante.
No, Eddie, not a penny. Everything we made went for new pianos.
Ah, but it was well worth it, James, because when you finished your act that night, Flo Ziegfeld, who was at my party, turned to me and said, who's that guy? And I answered him. I said, Mr. Ziegfeld, that's the guy with the big nose. And it wasn't long after that when Mr. Ziegfeld's new production, Showgirl, had it as star, Jimmy Durante.
He saw the error of his ways. But what a change of pace for Durante to come out singing a number like Liza,
Liza, skies are gray, but if you smile on me, all the clouds will roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay.
Oh, Durante, a crooner, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy, don't blow. I want to tell you something, kid. I listened to Crosby. I listened to Dick Hames. I listened to Sinatra. And you know something?
Yes.
I'm going to keep right on listening to them.
You're listening to me at a great disadvantage. You can hear me.
Yeah.
But anyway, talking about songs, what do you figure is the biggest song you've had in show business, Eddie?
Well, Jimmy, in my humble opinion, I'd say it was Another Bride, Another Groom, Another Sunny Honeymoon, Another Season, Another Reason for Making Whoopee.
Already, I've often envied you, working in all those Ziegfeld shows with those gorgeous Follies girls.
Oh, those gorgeous Follies girls, Jimmy. Let me tell you something. It's like working in a candy store. After the first day, you never bother with the candy. But, oh, that first day. Oh! Ah, show business. It's been rather good to both of us, James. And in 40 years of show business, I think I found out why the people love the guy with the big nose. It's because the guy with the big nose has a heart to match. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are.
Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show. I can tell this isn't Durante's day, but folks, I've had my moments. Yes, I've had my moments. When I look back through life, I find lots of memories remain. Certain days stay in my mind and keep running through my brain. I remember the day that Eddie swam the channel. What a flash! I remember the Wall Street crash, or when Winchell first shouted, flash! But there's one day that I recall, though it was years ago. All my life I will remember it, I know. I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Why, if you walk into my house, you'll see loads of books. And believe me, they're not there just for appearances. I press an awful lot of butterflies. I know reading is relaxing. What did Napoleon do for relaxation? He read a book. What did Lincoln do for relaxation? He read a book. What does Congress do for relaxation? They book a red. You know, I'm familiar with all the bestsellers. There's the Encyclopedia Britannia, Forever Umbriago, and a new piece of significant literature which says, Atka Gretka Batka Setka Engelafa Ala Mali Shui. How do you like that? I've been reading the life story of Mumbles. But I love good reading. Why, last week I spent 2 solid days in the library. Much to my regret, I buried my nose in a book, and what happened? I forgot which book I buried it in. A catastrophe. It wasn't a history. I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Yes, sir, one of these days I'm gonna do it again.
Hello, Peggy.
Buenas noches, muchachos. ¿Cómo están ustedes? ¿Están bien?
Muy bien, ótimamente.
Peggy, where did you learn so much Spanish?
I go to all of Xavier Cugat's fights.
She didn't want to say that. Ever since she wrote the words of the song Manama, she speaks Portuguese like a native from Portland. If the writer of that joke ain't on a super chief, what's holding him? But have you ever been to Mexico, Peggy?
Oh, I lived down there for quite a while, Jimmy, and I loved it. Whenever I come back, I feel as though I'd left a part of me there.
I don't know what you left there, but I'll bet they miss what you brought back.
I got $1 million.
Better keep an eye on this kid, Jimmy.
Your job is in jeopardy.
Everybody wants to get into the act. Look, I'm having a little birthday party at my house after the broadcast tonight, and I want you both to be there. The place will be a muck with wine, women, and song.
Well, I can furnish the women. I'll call Miss... I can call... Or maybe I better bring the wine.
Well, Jimmy, I can furnish the song. How about mañana?
Not mañana, Peggy. Sing it right now.
That she is dripping and the fence she's fallen down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can't go anywhere.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me.
My mother's always working, she's working very hard. But every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me.
Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for a lend. But he said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is enough for me.
My brother took a suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me.
The window, she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me. Oh, 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 mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me.
Oba, oba.
Well, Jimmy, I've been thinking it over. Instead of running for vice president, why don't you run for the presidency?
I can't. The Constitution says you got to be a natural-born citizen of the United States.
Well, how does that make you ineligible? I happen to know that you were born in New York State.
That's right. I was born in New York State, but my nose lopped over into Canada. It made my childhood rather difficult. I had to get a passport to sneeze. But, Donnie, I'm going to prove to you that this country is ready for a woman president. We'll take the question right to the people.
All right, Jimmy, where do we start?
Just follow me. Is the gang ready, Peggy?
All set, Jim.
Come on, Donnie. We'll take you on a road you've never hit before. Let's go. Any state in the 48 is great.
The 48 is great, and any state is a reason we should celebrate.
We ought to celebrate, and we'll take a tour so we find out for sure if Dottie Lamour has a chance. It'll be grand on the platform we stand on.
Beauty and love and romance.
We've a magic carpet to take this trip.
We pull a string and away we rip.
Well, gang, how do you like my magic carpet?
It may look like a magic carpet to you, Jimmy, but to me it looks like the rug those jitterbugs have been cutting all these years.
Yeah, it is kind of beat. That's why I call it my insomnia rug.
Your insomnia rug?
Yeah, it hasn't had a nap in years. I got a million of them, a million of them. Any state in the 48 is great.
There's a bit of salt water in the breeze.
That looks like a boardwalk down there. Folks, it's our first stop.
Say hello, if you please, to the saltwater breeze
in Atlantic City.
Take a walk on the pier, ain't you glad to be here
in Atlantic City?
You're sure to go daffy about saltwater taffy out here in New Jersey's playground.
See Mr. America and Miss America.
This is a town where they're crowned
Atlantic City.
Go on, Jimmy. Take Dottie down to see what Mr. America thinks.
Atlantic City. Strolling along the boardwalk reminds me of my youth, Dottie. When I had quite a physique. Why, even today, when I get into my bathing suit, I got a 96-inch chest and a 10-inch waist.
Jimmy, in a bathing suit, you have a 96-inch chest and a 10-inch waist? How's that possible?
Loose halter, tight shorts.
Well, speaking of physiques, look at this fella. He must be one of the candidates in the Mr. America contest.
Yeah, talk to him and see what the muscle mob thinks of a woman president.
Okay, Jimmy. Pardon me, sir. Are you a candidate in the Mr. America contest?
Yeah. Ain't I pretty?
This guy's got more muscles in his little finger than he's got in his whole head. Well, look, gorgeous George. We're conducting a survey and would like to know what you think about having a woman president.
Well, to tell the truth, I never give it much thought before. Matter of fact, I never give nothing much thought before.
I see.
I spent 3 years developing me arms, 4 years developing me legs, and 5 years developing me chest. And all that time, me head was going to pot.
If he had a longer handle on it, it wouldn't make a bad presto cooker.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not talking about just any woman for president. I'm talking about Dorothy L'Amour.
Oh, Dorothy L'Amour.
Yeah, tell me, Strongheart. What would you do if I decided to run?
I'd chase you. I ain't that dopey.
Any state in the 48 is great.
Mind your manners, folks. We're heading for a very sophisticated spot. Is that a golf course in front of that house?
Let me see. No, that's just the front lawn.
We bid you welcome to Palm Beach.
In Florida, where skies are sunny.
So sunny.
Our home's out of date. Here it's called an estate.
And the farmers raise nothing but money.
It may or may not be out of your reach, but nevertheless,
it's Palm Beach.
Now, you and Dottie, mind your manners down there, Jimmy. That's mighty high-class territory. Hey, Jimmy, what are we doing here with all these women?
Not so loud, Dottie. We're at a club meeting of the swankiest woman group in Palm Beach. Listen, the president is going to make a speech.
How do you do, club members? Here's a bit of news that's simply scrumptious. We've just given away the dozen 1947 catalogs that belonged to the club. We had to give them away. The ashtrays were full.
I wish I knew where this gal throws her old diamonds.
Let's approach her, Dottie, and see how she feels about having a woman president. Pardon me, madam. My name is Jimmy Durante.
How delightfully bully. My name is Mrs. Nottingham Dash, Rottingham hyphen Upjohn comma, small V, big D, DeVere the third.
With a name that size, you don't need towels. You can dry yourself on the monogram.
Well, pardon me, but we have a question.
Yeah, how do you of the upper crust feel about a woman president?
Well, I'll refer that to our treasurer. Tell me, Gwendolyn, what do you think?
Well, I think that the idea of having a woman president is just too ducky, and who knows how far it could go. We can have a woman vice president, a woman secretary of state, and an all-woman cabinet, Supreme Court, House of Representatives, and a Senate, and all in all, I think it might turn out to be a very wonderful idea.
Thank you, Mrs. F.P. Boom of Lexington, Kentucky. Any state in the 48 is great.
Where are we heading?
Right to the place that can answer our problem.
There's the big White House. We must be here.
We're in Washington, D.C. It's a whirly gig,
full of every big wig and power, men of the hour.
We'll find
investigations,
legislation,
congressmen,
ambassadors,
secret meetings,
close the door,
well-known faces,
famous places,
political, critical,
Washington.
Well, there's the seat of the nation, Dottie. See if they're willing to get up and give it to a lady.
How do you like that? We landed right on the steps of the Capitol.
Yes, and look who's coming down the steps. That famous political commentator, Gabriel H.V. Kaltenheater.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, there's good news tonight.
This guy don't let his left tonsil know what his right tonsil is doing.
Well, tell me, Mr. Kaltenheater, what do you think of the idea of having a woman president?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. And frankly, a Gus gives me juice pimples. However, if we could reach a gentleman's agreement, we could all jet together and give the girls a glorious send-off from the Geographic Center of New Jersey to the Jolden Jate of California.
Jimmy, this jai is giving me the grapes.
Yeah, when he started out, I was bewildered, but now he's cleared it up to a confused muddle.
Well, I got a job now. Goodbye.
Yeah? Goodbye. Daddy, there's only one way to get a conclusive answer. There's a group of distinguished-looking men standing in front of the White House. Let's ask them.
All right. Gentlemen, what do you think of the idea of having a woman president?
It's out of the question.
Ridiculous.
Fantastic.
Unheard of. I strongly oppose it.
Thank you, gentlemen, and what are your names?
MacArthur.
Taft.
Dewey.
Stassen.
Truman.
Any state in the 48 is great.
Atlantic City.
Palm Beach.
Washington.
You can travel north, south, east, or west.
No matter where you are, you know that you've been blessed.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Marvelous.
Stupendous.
Any state in the 48 is great.
But talking about women, Victor, our regular chanteuse Peggy Lee is in a hospital. And who do you think is helping us out? Our good neighbor, the star of the Chesterfield Supper Club, Joe Stafford.
Hello. Hello and thanks. I'm awfully glad I was able to come over and pinch hit for Peggy tonight.
Miss Stafford, now that I look at you, I can see why Chesterfields are satisfied.
And after hearing Jimmy sing tonight, I know what put Perry in a coma.
He's got a million of them, a million of them. Miss Stafford, what are you going to vocalize for us this evening?
Well, Jimmy, I have the Starlighters with me, and we'll do anything that pleases you.
How about one of those luscious, romantic love songs?
Your wish is my command. Stand back, Jimmy.
Feudin' and a fussin' and a fightin' beyond the busy highway, beyond the city strife. We highly treasure and take great pleasure in our plain way of life.
Along the pleasant byways, neath the friendly sky.
No courthouse capers, we don't serve papers to trim some other guy.
Our troubles never sting, we get them over.
Sometimes it gets to be exciting. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek.
we'll be plumb out of neighbors next week.
Grandma, poor old Grandma.
Now why'd they have to shoot poor Grandma?
She lies neath the clover.
Someone caught her bending over, picking up a daisy.
Shooting and fussing and a fighting. This is a wrong that needs a righting.
Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's four, and go feuding and fighting some more. Now you boys know what Mammy said about shooting all of my fellas. Did you get him, Lamb?
Out between the gallows.
Oh, darn, there goes another one.
Feuding and fighting and a fussing. Seems like there's something wrong with us.
I sure would like to go spooning down by the creek, but I'll be plumb out of boyfriends next week.
Cinderella,
that's me.
And a feller, come here all the way from the city.
Uh-huh.
We shot him in the clover.
Someone ought to cover that poor man over. Shucks, I never got to kiss him.
Shooting and fighting and a fussing. No use of standing here a-cussing.
Let's get that funeral service over, so then we can start it
a-feuding. Fighting and a-feuding, feuding and a-fighting again.
You know something, Bing?
What?
I don't think you have the right feeling for my song. Just singing the words ain't enough.
It isn't?
Indubitably.
In who?
Why, went indubitably.
Clever.
I don't know if it fits there, but I'm saying it. Why, when you sing, the song has got to come from the heart. Now, take Caruso. What made him the singer of the age?
His voice.
That helped, but it was really his heart. And take Melchior. What puts him over on the stage?
His voice.
You don't understand. You fight me. It's the heart that made them all. It's the difference between the big and the small.
What a beautiful note.
The last time I sang that note, they taught Dr. IQ had a lady in the balcony. Ha! You'll notice that note is charm.
Indeed.
Culture.
Loaded.
Resonance. And most of all, it has heart. And that's why I say, it doesn't have to be witty or smart,
Jimmy, Jimmy.
Just as long as it comes from the heart.
That's where it's gotta come from.
It doesn't have to be classic or rock,
no, no.
Just as long as it comes from the heart. You know, Bing, last year the kids at school asked me to sing at their graduation exercises. I did, but I made a horrible mistake. I didn't sing from the heart. I sang from the nose.
How did it sound?
I don't know. The note hasn't come out yet. To illustrate my point, I'll continue further. Parlez-moi d'amour, redites-moi des choses tendres. Spanish.
No, no, Jim, that's French.
How do you like that? I sing French, too. It's not very tough, Bing. Try and follow me in this next one.
I'm with you, boy.
Oh, Chichonia.
Oh, Chichonia.
Oh, Chistrasnia.
Oh, Chistrasnia.
Oh, Chiguccia.
Oh, Chiguccia.
Ipikrasnia.
Ipikrasnia.
Kaka Bluifas.
Kaka Bluifas.
Yeah, Kaka Bluifas.
Is that from the heart?
No, that's from... No, that's from the epitantes. But you can't restrict me in these things. Kaka Bluifas.
Kaka Bluifas. Oh, la-dee-da-dee. Yeah, there be the British.
That's from the heart.
La, la, la.
Hot. Shashlik. Bush with sour cream. Terrific.
Hey.
Hey.
Boy, this'll rock the Kremlin.
Hey, I think I get the message now. I got it. Let me take in one more crack at that song of yours. Chitta-bee, 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 chitta-bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you've got ha.
Chitta-bee, 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 chitta-bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This kid is mine.
Why, I'll give him this. I'll give him this. I'll strut away.
Boy, you can't miss.
Just put a star on my chart. Mm-hmm. Because the song's gotta come from the heart.
On opening night, your name in lights.
Why, we won't stop till we reach the top.
We'll order our meals a la carte. That's expensive if the song comes from the heart. We'd be tremendous if the song comes from the heart. They'll holla bravo if the song comes from the heart. Let's go, baby.
That's all for tonight, folks. From Arthur Treacher, Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Barge, yours truly, Howard Petrie.
And Jimmy Durante, who would like to ask, has anybody here seen Mrs. Calabash? Wherever she is, won't you let me know? Has anybody here seen Mrs. Calabash? I'll give the world just to say hello. Let me describe her.
Sorry, folks. Jimmy, I hate to break in, but time's up.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
This program was produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Boris Karloff can currently be seen as one of the stars in the Paramount Cecil B. DeMille production, Unconquered. Good health to all from Rexall.
Caliban, wherever you are.
Coming your way on 88.7 KRVS and on the web at krvs.org. It is the Big Band Swings Show with Monk's Dream, Thelonious Monk Quartet. Big Band Swings Show and small combos and great pop singers. Boy, these pollens in the air makes it hard to sleep sometimes with all the allergies. I couldn't sleep a wink last night, as told by author Prysock.
I didn't sleep a wink last night. I didn't sleep a wink last night. I had you on my mind from 12 o'clock till 9. I didn't sleep a wink last night. I didn't sleep a wink last night. I thought of you till broad daylight. Of things that used to be when you were here with me. I didn't sleep a wink last night. You know I miss you and I need you. Why don't you come back home so I can kiss you, hug and squeeze you, instead of being all alone. I don't care who was wrong or right. Come back and let me hold you tight.
Pretty baby,
there ain't no use denying, can't get you off my mind. I didn't sleep a wink last night. You know I miss you and I need you. Why don't you come back home so I can kiss you, hug and squeeze you, instead of being all alone. I don't care who was wrong or right. Come back and let me hold you tight.
So tight.
There ain't no use denying, can't get you off my mind.
Ooh,
I didn't sleep a wink last night.
I had trouble on my mind. Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Trouble in Mind.
Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. For the sun will shine in my back door someday. I'm gonna leave my head on some lonesome railroad line. Train pacify my mind. Troubled in mind, I'm so blue. I've almost lost my mind. Sometimes I feel like living. Sometimes I feel like dying. My good man has quit me. I
The Big Band Swings program comes your way from the Avocado Room high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell. Frequency is 88.7 FM, and you can also pick it up on the web at krvs.org. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Thank you so much. And was there anything else?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Greetings. I'm Adam Truard.
And I'm Jake Hebert.
Inviting you to join us every Friday at midnight for the Sound Club radio program.
Your home for left field pop gems from today to yesteryear.
Your leading provider of auditory theme dreams since 2010.
Beamed straight from the mother station via satellite interconnection.
On 88.7 FM, KRVS.
It's Memorial Day, time to honor our fallen heroes and celebrate patriotism. And it's the official kickoff of summer. So fire up those grills, chill the melon, spread the blanket. It's time for a little chilling and grilling. Join me, Chef John Falzon, executive chef and culinary celebrity Charles Carroll, as we talk about Memorial Day on Stirring It Up, coming up this Saturday at 5 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7